What do Jedi use to open PDF files? Adobe Wan Kenobi. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of January 16th, 2016. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Andrew Deep.
Hey, Andrew. It's going to seem really short to anybody who actually listens to these podcasts. Hopefully, it's going to seem really short between these two episodes. All things considered, since, you know, we had some issues getting the last one up on the site.
Yep.
But we swear we're doing these a week apart, guys. Not, like, 2 days.
Yep.
It's a thing. Also, that joke was especially bad, and I didn't really want to use it, but it was the best one I could find at this point in time. So, I realize it was really bad, even by my standards.
Yeah. By my standards.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, the jokes are generally getting worse as I go, so.
As you get older?
No, it's I look up more jokes because I'm using the good ones and then leaving only the bad ones behind. Anyway, I guess we should probably just get right into it. Start up our engines and, I don't know, all whatever. I don't know, I don't have another... thing to say, so yeah, we'll just get into it. So
all revved up and ready to go.
We'll just start. The Oscar nominations have come out a couple of days ago. Yep. So we'll just go through, you know, some of them. Go through the list right quick. Whoa.
I'm pretty pleased with how much Mad Max is in there.
It's like 10 or something. 10 or 12 or something like that.
But it also disappoints me that it's got more than Star Wars.
Doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me.
So we'll just... this page that I have for the list of them is in a really weird order. But, yeah, so for best original song, there's Fifty Shades, I assume, Fifty Shades of Grey. And I don't think that should be up for anything. I don't care what it is. Racing Extinction.
For a Razzie.
Oh, yeah. Racing Extinction, never heard of it. Youth, The Hunting Ground, and Spectre. Which I assume must be the Bond theme from Spectre for original song.
Has the Bond theme ever not been nominated?
Probably not in a while. Like... Maybe way back in the day they didn't get nominated, but yeah.
Maybe, but I doubt it. Yeah. Pretty sure it's just always been nominated.
Best Cinematography, Carol, The Hateful Eight, Mad Max, Fury Road, The Revenant, and Sicario. I've not heard of The Bookends there. And I have not seen any of those movies. And I guess The Revenant must have come out at, like, film festivals or something last year. Because it's not in wide release yet. Technically, it hasn't been released to the general public.
Yeah, it's it.
Is it? Since when?
In theater, yeah.
Since when?
A couple weeks ago. I remember because Star Wars still beat it.
January, though. I didn't think it came out yet. Pretty sure it came out in January in wide release, though.
Revenant.
I thought so. I don't know.
Came out on Christmas.
Oh, did it? Really? Yeah. Oh, I thought it came out later than that. Weird. Oh, well. Shows you how much attention I paid to that movie.
Yep.
I'm going to skip a couple that... Best costume design, Carol, Cinderella, The Danish Girl, Mad Max, Fury Road, and The Revenant. Again, those two go head to head quite a few times, actually, in these Oscar nominations. Best sound editing, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Sicario, and Star Wars. Which is a weird Oscar. Sound editing is a weird Oscar category, if you ask me.
Star Wars better win it.
Why? Just because it's Star Wars? I mean, they'll win Viz Effects, which is down here somewhere, I assume. Is it up for that?
Especially better with Viz
Yeah,
Effects.
it'll win Viz Effects. It's Star Wars. It always wins Viz Effects.
I've seen some of the behind the scenes stuff that they've been posting, and it's basically wizardry.
Oh, hey, look. This is almost the exact same as sound editing. Best sound mixing, Bridge of Spies, Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, and Star Wars. Apparently, the sound was really good in those four movies, guys. Who knew? I've only seen one of them. Best makeup and hairstyling, Fury Road. The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared. That's a movie title and a half. And The Revenant. Again. Those two, man. I don't
I
know.
think Fury Road.
I don't know that Fury Road or The Revenant is in a category without the other one. Like, it's pretty ridiculous. Best animated feature, which is like Inside Out and a bunch of things that are gonna lose. Anna-Melissa, Boy in the World, Shaun the Sheep, and When Marnie Was There. We're all pretty sure Inside Out's probably gonna win. It's
I really want
Pixar.
to see Shaun the Sheep.
I don't want to see Shaun the Sheep because I don't like Shaun the Sheep. I've seen the stuff, the shorts and stuff. It is not me. I mean, I don't like Wallace and Gromit or any of that stuff, really. So
I love them.
it's the same idea.
Chicken Run, Wallace and Gromit, etc.
It is like that, and I don't like that, so I'm not interested in it at
Inside
all.
Out's gonna win.
Yeah, almost definitely. Best supporting actor, Christian Bale for The Big Short, Tom Hardy for The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo for Spotlight, Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies, and Sylvester Stallone for Creed.
Figured he would have been, Tom Hardy would have been nominated for supporting in Mad Max.
He might be for best actual actor, since you know. But yeah, right. It is funny. There's a lot of Tom Hardy, I guess, if you consider Mad Max and The Revenant. Although he apparently, from what I'm given to understand, is that Tom Hardy's barely in The Revenant.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you consider The Revenant and Mad Max, and I think there's something else that he's in or has his hand in his Oscars. There's a lot of Tom Hardy. Sylvester Stallone won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything for the Oscars.
You think this is the year for Caprio?
Maybe, but we haven't gotten there yet. It'll be there somewhere. It's a long list. I'm gonna skip a bunch of these. Best Supporting Actress, Jennifer Jason Leigh. These don't have movies associated with them, so I don't know what movies they were in. Rooney Mara, Rachel McAdams, Alicia Vikander, and Kate Winslet. I have no idea what movies any of those people were in this year. No movies that I saw. Best visual effects, Ex Machina, which I hear is great and totally weird. Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, and Star Wars.
Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars is gonna win visual effects. Who are you kidding?
If it doesn't, then I'm going to discredit the Oscars forever.
I don't care. Skip that because I need to get through this. My God. There's a lot of categories in the Oscars. and some of them are really ridiculous. Best director, that is one that matters. Best director, Adam McKay, The Big Short, George Miller, Mad Max, Iñárritu, why don't they have his first name for The Revenant? That's dumb. Writer of this article, why don't you have that guy's first?
Alejandro?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's Alejandro.
Iñárritu, I assume, is how a North American would phonetically pronounce his last name.
All the crazy squiggles and
Yeah, this article
no.
does not have all the accents over every bloody letter in his name.
Yeah, just wouldn't say it
Lenny Abrahamson for Room and Tom McCarthy for Spotlight. It's either going to be Miller or Iñárritu, almost
Gonna be
definitely.
Miller.
It's probably going to. I hope it's George Miller. George Miller does weird but good shit.
Yes.
Best Actress, Cate Blanchett, Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence, Charlotte Rampling, and Saoirse Ronan. Is that how you pronounce that first name? Say. Sayers? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce that one.
Sours.
And again, these don't have movies they were in. So I know Jennifer Lawrence is up for Joy, which I hear is a terrible movie.
Brie Larson for The Room, Cate Blanchett for Carol, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, and blah 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 for Brooklyn.
So movies that I've barely even heard of, for the most part. Best actor is Bryan Cranston for he was in Trumbo, I believe. Matt Damon for The Martian, Leonardo DiCaprio for Revenant, Fassbender for something, and Eddie
Steve
Redmayne for
Jobs.
oh right, Steve Jones. I don't care about that, and Eddie Redmayne for something. I don't know.
The Danish Girl.
Never heard of it,
Me either.
except for in this, because it's up for a couple other things as well. Mind you, I also haven't heard of Trumbo, which has Bryan Cranston apparently as the main male actor, so never heard of it.
Seems cool. I like Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, he's good. But yeah, I'm gotta say this is I really want it to be Matt Damon just so we can continue to make the joke about how Leonardo DiCaprio never gets Oscars. But it might be easier. It's one of those two. It's Leonardo DiCaprio or Matt Damon, I think. From having seen none of these movies, that's just what I
You haven't seen The Martian?
No, I haven't seen. Andrew, I saw three movies in 2015. We discussed this last week.
I thought that was exaggeration.
No, I literally saw only those three movies.
Well, The Martian is
I
fabulous.
looked up the Wikipedia for movies that came out in 2015, and I counted three that I saw.
Wanted to see Steve Jobs.
I don't, because I don't give a shit about which one of the five documentaries that they did about that guy.
And from what I heard about The Revenant, I haven't heard anything good about Leonardo DiCaprio's acting in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've heard it was a good movie, though.
I heard it's a good
But I
movie, but
suppose you
I
always
heard
hear
that
about.
like anyone else could have played that role
Yeah,
and it
you
would have been
always
just
hear
as good.
about how it's a good setting and like the cinematography is really great and how they shot it really well. Yeah, I guess they don't really praise his acting in it. And last and definitely not least, Best Picture. The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Room, Spotlight, The Martian, The Revenant, and Fury Road.
I want Fury Road to win, but I really doubt it will.
I doubt it'll win Best Picture. It'll again, it'd probably be The Revenant, or maybe The Martian. But again, The Big Short, I think, is like a comedy, even, which is a weird thing to ever be put in the Best Picture. It just sounds like a comedy. The title to me sounds like a comedy. Bridge of Spies, haven't heard of it. Brooklyn, haven't heard of it. Room, Spotlight, I don't know what any of those are. So I'm not a good judge of what's gonna win, but I figure it'll probably be The Martian or The Revenant. Or maybe we'll all, everything will go crazy and it'll be Fury Road.
Yeah, that'd be weird, but it's a great movie.
But it'd be crazy if you were to win. I'd
It's not
love
like
it.
Oscar good.
I'd love it to win just because I
The
think it would be crazy.
Oscars think like those more sterile, air quotes, masterpieces.
Usually, yeah, they
Not
do.
the not so Mad Max crazy.
Which, to me, is funny, because they are, the Oscars tend to be so, oh, we're looking for films and blah blah blah, but like, the Lord of the Rings movies have won the most Oscars ever. Star Wars, the entire Star Wars series, I think at this point, has now tied them for nominations. Sorry, they may not have won, but they were nominated the most often. And now the entire Star Wars series with The Force Awakens has tied them for most for most nominations in a series.
That's crazy.
So three movies have tied seven movies for the most nominations.
Yeah, I can't believe Mad Max is even nominated for Best Picture.
I'm not terribly surprised. I mean, they have 10. They didn't even use all 10, but they have 10 spots that they can nominate. And from what I'm given to understand, it was very well shot. The cinematography is very good, and the
Oh,
way
that's
they
so
shoot
cool.
things and such. So, I'm not totally surprised.
Yeah, but usually they take just the technical and then they just nominate for technical. They don't usually
No,
end up in the best picture.
that's fair. That's fair. So I just glanced down at the bottom of one of the articles, and like one of the, hey, also look at this, is like how The Force Awakens fits in the Star Wars, oh, machete order. I completely skipped machete, and I just said how The Force Awakens fits into the Star Wars order, and I was like, seven, six,
Number
five, six,
seven.
seven. The machete order. I don't care about the machete order. Anyway. So I will not be watching the Oscars on February 28th, but I'll probably talk about them, here after they happen now. I'll read the
Not
list
gonna
of
watch
winners. I'm not gonna watch that
them. Read
simple
who won.
jerk. Oscars is not entertaining. Anyway, moving on to the next thing, much more important than the Oscars. Marvel has confirmed that Ryan Coogler, the director of Creed, will be directing Black Panther. He's directed a couple of things, but I don't think his directing credits are super long. But I mean, people like Creed. People really like Creed, so I'm looking forward to it. Ryan
Gotta
Coogler.
mind watching that movie.
Plus, I just want to see the Black Panther movie.
Yeah.
Because, well, I won't. I mean, I guess Black Panther will be in Civil War, so we'll see him sooner than his solo movie, so that'll be something. I'm guessing that Black Panther doesn't like Bucky. I'm guessing Bucky
That.
did something bad in Wakanda.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm pretty sure in the trailer we see him fighting Bucky or Cap or one of the
I
people on Team Bucky.
think he's gonna be one of those neutral party characters.
Maybe. That tends to be what he should do. He keeps his country and himself neutral and like everything, usually.
He's gonna be beating the crap out of everyone.
Probably. He's like the best. He's a pretty great fighter. It's kind of what he does. I really want. No, I'm not going to do any stupid lead-in in this next one. So, a couple of days ago, George Miller, the director of all of the Mad Max movies and many other good things, was apparently misquoted as saying he would never do another Mad Max. He has clarified this. Yes, Andrew, I read it quickly.
Yeah, he clarified that the interview he did, they put it up and they kind of like butchered what he said, was taken out of context, put up, and then the internet was like, what? And then sent it everywhere. What he really meant was, it's not the next thing he's going to tackle. He's got some other stuff he wants to do before he moves on to the next Mad Max.
Yes, but he did confirm at least two more Mad Maxes are in his brain right now.
Yes.
Just not immediately next, which makes sense to me. I'd want to take a rest after a movie like Mad Max. That style of movie, I'd want to take a rest.
And because, like you said in the interview where we thought that he wasn't going to do it, it's very tiring to go from Australia to America and all that crazy filming and how long it takes. And
yeah.
Understandable. Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, any acting, movie, TV shows, anything like that, is long work. And now, even if you're in one area, it's long work, long hours. I mean, that's why you have, what was it? When I was looking up news the other day, I fell in a clickbait hole. You know, like, oh, that sounds like an interesting headline. That sounds like an interesting headline. I eventually got, I don't remember what the hell it was, but you know the kid from Friends, Ross's kid, apparently it was played by twins, and I did not realize that. And I was like, oh, that makes sense, because you basically can't have a child, a single child, star or feature really in a TV show, because the hours are too long. That's why in Full House, which is getting a remake on Netflix or some of the bullshit, and I'm not talking about it because fuck that. That's stupid. That's why the Olsen twins played one character, because you can't have a child on set for that long. So you need to trade out kids. That's how it works. I don't know what the actual age is before you can get, like, you know, normal hours, and you don't need twins anymore. You know, because, I mean, Chandler Riggs, who plays Coral on Walking Dead, isn't a twin, I don't think. He's just Coral by himself.
I also don't know how old he is.
Yeah, I also don't know how old he is. I doubt he's more than 18, though. But who knows? Which is, you know, legally an adult, I think, still, in the United States. I don't know. Ages. Anyway, speaking of TV, let's move on to TV. I got a couple of quick things. One is that there is going to be a Doctor Who spin-off, and it is going to be aired on BBC America in the US in 2016. I assume it'll air earlier in the UK, as, you know, all these things usually do. So BBC America will air the Doctor Who spin-off series called Class in the US, and I assume Canada as well, because we get BBC America here, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
in 2016, Class was announced earlier this year as a new series. It's airing on BBC Three in the UK. It's an 8-part series coming from Patrick Ness, who is a young adult novel writer. He writes books. And executively produced by Stephen Moffat and Brian Minchin, who work on main Doctor Who, obviously, for Stephen Moffat. Class will follow students at Coal Hill Secondary School, which you should recognize, Andrew, you should recognize the name Cole Hill. And I mean, anybody who's watched pretty much any iteration of Doctor Who will probably recognize Cole Hill, because it's been around since the very first episode of Doctor Who, actually. Several of the companions in the past have been employees of the school, including Clara. That's where she
Clara.
taught. Clara and Danny both taught at Coal Hill. And that one where the trees were there, there was all those kids were from Coal Hill. And in the very first, with the very first doctor, and in the very first episode, his granddaughter, whose name I cannot remember, the doctor's granddaughter was a pupil at Coal Hill, was a student. I just don't remember her name. That was pretty much, I'm pretty sure that was just a means to an end to get some humans onto the TARDIS. I'm pretty sure that's how that worked. I've never seen anything with the first doctor, I've only heard slash read about it. Pretty sure it was just a means to an end. I don't
Believable.
think it came back up. But Coal Hill has apparently been in and out of Doctor Who for, 13 actors, so that's something. I didn't realize that that was the same school, like that Clara and Danny had worked at the same school that, the first doctor and his granddaughter had gone to and all that.
Makes sense.
Does it though? Does it?
Yeah.
But there's so many high schools, secondary schools in the UK, I imagine.
But when it's Doctor Who, it's got to be one of those, oh, of course it's that.
Well, yeah, that's true, especially with Moffat. Moffat does do that a lot. He's got the throwbacks.
In that world, there really isn't.
There isn't more than one high school in all of London.
It's got to be. History repeats itself.
Time is a circle or something. There's a thing. I don't remember this from some other fantasy sci-fi show movie. Anyway, that could be interesting. I assume it's much like the Sarah Jane Adventures was. It's aimed at young adult, especially since it's coming from the main writer is going to be a young adult writer. I assume that's who it's aimed for, but I might watch this. I never watched the Sarah Jane Adventures, but I heard it was actually pretty good. So, that's a thing. Coming in 2016, we don't have a better, a more exact date than 2016. Now to talk about a rumor. TV Line reported that John Bernthal is John Bernthal's Punisher, who is going to be appear in Daredevil season 2, was so popular that they have was so popular by like executives and people who make the show and maybe Netflix executives. It doesn't really get into it here that they're going to make a spin-off series for him, starring and with him being the main character.
Like Punisher.
Now the site did not divulge a source, and
Yeah.
neither Marvel or Netflix have commented on it yet. But
Yeah.
this was only yesterday, maybe even earlier
It's a
today.
specific decline to comment.
Yeah. Which probably means, I mean, if they said no comment, it probably means yes, and we don't talk about it yet, because otherwise they'd be like, no, these guys are making shit up. I
Well,
would
even then,
think.
they'd still do that.
Yeah, that's probably. But, we can hope. I guess, I mean, presuming that it's as good as we assume it's going to be,
Hope it's good.
we can hope that he gets his own. And
Okay.
obviously, if this is true, if they give the Punisher his own series, this will be the first one outside of the original five announced.
Yeah.
Like, what was that, 2 years ago? Last year? 2 years ago? It was a while ago.
Long while ago.
Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Defenders. With Luke Cage is filming right now, and Iron Fist, who knows when that's going to happen, and that is the one that I want to see the most, because I love Iron Fist. And yeah, like we said last week, Daredevil, March 18th, a few days before Batman v Superman. Okay, Andrew, I have not watched this trailer. I know you and Tom were gushing about it last night. I haven't watched it because I haven't even watched most of season 2 yet. So this is all you.
Okay, so the mid-season trailer for Rebels is up. The new season will start, or not new season,
the second half of the season, yeah,
is starting up on the 20th with Princess on Lothal. Can you guess who the princess is?
Well, I already know, but I think it is the new Princess of Naboo. This is the only royalty I could come up with besides the actual answer off the top of my head.
So, Princess Leia. Yay!
voiced by the person who's done it. I don't remember where the hell she did it. She's done Leia before. I just don't remember where. It's not Carrie Fisher. Okay, people. I don't remember her name. It's not Carrie Fisher. Actually, but it is a person who's done Leia.
Aside from this, a lot of the main voice actors in the Clone Wars and Rebels, they did a lot of work for like background and supporting characters on Force Awakens.
Oh, really?
Like, they got like a bunch of people who were in Rebels and Clone Wars, and like including Dave Filoni, and they all just put them in a room. And just, you know, they got some riff lines. They got some lines that they had to say, but a lot of it was riffing. And in the background, when Bay is sneaking around Starkiller Base, mm-hmm. there's two stormtroopers talking about the new, like...
Oh, yeah, the ship, or... Yeah.
Yeah.
I assumed it was a ship, but...
Yeah, they're talking about, the new speeder.
Oh, it's a speeder?
Yeah. It's a riff off New Hope, where they were talking about the new model that comes out, like, oh, you know, is any good? It's not so good, but and this one they're talking about, you know, the new model comes out. He's like, oh, really? Is it any good? And he's like, no, it's way worse than the last one. And that's funny. They did a bunch of riffs like that, and so like there was the guy who played Darth Maul there. There was the guy who plays the clones. There, Dave Filoni's there. They had tons of people. The guy who played Obi-Wan in the Clone Wars. Hmm. Yeah, they were the main group of people who did supporting voices. And that's kind of neat. I like how they brought it all together.
I mean,
but anyway.
That's... I want to be not cynical, but I'm a little cynical about that. And, well, yeah, of course they did. Instead of hiring new people, why not just hire people you already have contracts with? But also, that is great for, you know, tying everything together. But there's a cynical part of me that's like, well, yeah, they already have contracts with all these people. So, yeah, they're going to bring them in. But, yeah, that's cool. And, you know, more Dave Filoni is only great. Always great. I just like this, you know what? It's been out for a month, so I don't give a shit about Star Wars spoilers. If you do, you're wrong. It's been out for a goddamn month. Go see it.
And it's Star Wars. If you really care, yeah. You should.
I mean, Oscar Isaac has come out and been like and written a thing or said a thing somewhere. They're like, listen, guys, it's out for a month. It's way past the spoiler date. Stop bitching. So Poe Dameron himself said, "Shut the fuck up. You're wrong." I like who the stormtrooper that Rey mind tricks is.
Yeah.
I think that one is great.
That is great. And it was amazing. That was a great scene.
That was a great scene. It's fantastic.
All right. Are you gonna say who it is?
I can't remember his last name. I don't know why. It's so bad. It's James Bond.
Daniel Craig.
That's it, Craig.
Daniel Craig.
I was stuck on Daniel Day-Lewis. I was like, no, that's not the right Daniel. It's the wrong one. There was another thing like that too, wasn't there? In Star Wars, in The Force Awakens. I swear there
An
was.
actor plays someone cool.
A cool actor or something we didn't realize, but I don't remember who. I thought there was, but I can't remember now.
Who knows?
Is there something else or am I crazy?
It probably is.
I might be crazy. Anyway, it was a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you're wrong. If you have seen it, you should see it again. That's all I have to say about it.
If you have seen it again, you should see it again.
Yeah, I mean that basically covers it. And also Rebels, despite the fact that I haven't seen most of the second season, is quality show. So you should also
Yeah,
watch that.
it's getting better and better. The second season, the first half of the second season is amazing. And from this trailer, it seems like things are happening.
Things are happening. It's
Some things.
happening. With the hand waving, that gif. That internet gif. With the likes and the hand waving. Alright, we'll move on to games. If I would open the articles that I wrote down, but I didn't because I'm stupid. So let's open. Why did I only. Oh shit. One of my bookmarks is gone. I lost. Which one is this? Oh well. I only bookmarked one of these articles, but that doesn't matter. Both of the first couple of things actually happened. I think it was a couple weeks ago, actually, that these were announced, but we missed them last week. Why is my bookmark not opening? God damn it. So I'm going to talk about them now because I think it matters. So Activision Blizzard, we know them. People who make Call of Duty and WoW and all the Blizzard games and all the Activision games
Thank you.
have named, God, it's bothering me that this article is not opening, Stacy Share as the co-president of Activision Blizzard Studios, which is all one. I should capitalize the S in Studios because that is all one title, and it going forward. That'll be their, their in-house group of, their in-house part of it, that they're the people who are going to be charged with taking any Activision or Blizzard properties to TV or to movies or anything like that, instead of working with an outside, that's basically their production company. Make their own
Sweet.
movies and shit now. And Stacy
Down.
Share has been, has she's worked with Quentin Tarantino quite a few times. She is, she's done this. It's a
I
thing that
trust
she
her
does.
implicitly.
Yes, she's a good choice.
She's no Kathleen Kennedy, but, solid.
I wish this article would open so I could actually read the things I was going to read, but for some reason my article won't open. So fuck that. There have been, I mean, people. There has been talk about how they weren't 100. Like, not that they didn't totally like it, but that they weren't 100% happy with how they had to deal with, Legendary when they were making the World of Warcraft movie.
I believe it.
Which is, I think, mostly would stem from the fact that, making a movie and making a game and all those, and even just writing the story for a game and writing the story for a movie are so drastically different, that it would just be hard for them to both sort of communicate well what they want.
Yeah, and that's been a running trend in video game movies
Yeah.
for as long as video game movies were a thing.
I think maybe it was her. Somebody has recently said that, mentioned that how, in general, video game movies don't do well. They're usually kind of shitty. When somebody was like, I think it might have been in relation to the actual Warcraft movie, and somebody's like, well, yes, That's true. Historically, they haven't been, well received, but it wasn't that long ago that you could say the same thing about comic book movies, which is
That
fact.
is a very good point.
Like, Iron Man and Dark Knight were not that long ago, guys.
Yeah,
Anything
that
prior
has
to
been
those
pretty
two
recent.
were anything prior to those new two movies were not really that good. I mean, you can make the argument that, a couple of the 90s Batmans were pretty good. And, the old Supermans are popular. I don't know if they're good. I've never seen them, but they're popular.
They're okay. I mean,
But,
they're movies.
yeah. But, it really. Dark Knight, Batman Begins, and especially The Dark Knight and the first Iron Man movie really exploded the comic book movie.
I think Spider-Man probably started it.
And Spider-Man 2, yeah. Spider-Man as well. Not Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man as well. Yeah. Anyway, moving on to my next quick bullet point that I had a couple of weeks ago. Also, Activision Blizzard, they have bought the business. Everybody, this is apparently important because they bought the business of MLG. So
Yes.
technically, they now own Major League Gaming, but they're like, listen, everything is remaining intact. They're going to do with their thing, but it's just also allowing them later to use the MLG stuff to also more cover Activision and Blizzard stuff. But they're not changing anything. They're just like, it's our business now. And so, well, you do your
Because they
thing.
have their own MLG with Blizzard,
Yes.
and it's one of the biggest major league gaming things. They just also have that going along, and that like includes the staff who have experience with all setup and the cameras, equipment, the brand.
Exactly. So this is probably a good thing, and I suggest everybody that likes the point, everybody's very careful to, and all the articles I read and everybody who I've heard talking about it, they're very careful to say they bought the business of MLG.
Yes, not all of Major League Gaming.
So that's cool. I don't watch any MLG stuff, but
I do.
That's mostly because I'd rather play games than watch other people play games. There's a couple of streamers that I really like, and I barely even watch them actually stream because I click through and I watch like a couple minutes of this and I click a few minutes and watch a couple minutes of that. Because I'd rather just play the games personally.
A lot of times it's getting ideas for your own game. So watching Heroes, you get a Heroes of the Storm, you get to watch professionals and what their compositions are and how their synergies work. And for Ball and Dota, you see how they're building their guys with their team comp against how the other guys are.
Yeah, that makes sense, but I wouldn't do that, personally. I don't care. I wouldn't do that. I would still build my character, choose the level up towers and heroes or whatever that I wanted to. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but you don't really.
But I don't competitive, so yeah. That's fact.
And Rocket League is great to watch.
Rocket League is pretty fun to watch. I was going to say something else about that, and I can't remember what the hell it was. So yeah, we'll just move on to the next quick bullet point, which is not 2 weeks old. It's like a day old. This article is like 30 hours old, the one that I'm reading right now.
Heard it here 50th.
Yeah, because it's 30 hours old in the internet. So Studio Wildcard has announced their next ARK Survival Evolved modding contest. So, challenging community on the PC to make new high quality mods,
I beseech you.
If you want to get in this, I mean, as long as you can know how to make mods, which I have no idea, but you can. It doesn't really require you to do anything except make a good mod. It has to fit into one of these three categories. So, mods, extensions of the current gameplay functionality, which seems like the most open-ended of the categories. That's just like, yeah, make a cool thing. Or maps. So a whole new island, a whole new thing to play on. Because, I mean, there's only like two maps. I think there's like one mod map that I've seen, and the island, which is the standard arc map. And then the total conversion mods, which are complete overhauls, which we have two of. We have Survival of the Fittest, which is the Hunger Games E Type one, and the other one, which I don't remember what it is called, but is like it is two tribes basically on an island. It's tribe warfare. Two tribes on an island, and it's a war. So yeah, 15, 15 total prizes will be awarded to modders, giving each category above each category that I just talked about a chance to win one of the following placements. So there's first through fifth in each category, which, 15 prizes. So first place in each category will win $10,000. Second place in each category, $5,000. Third place, $3,000. Fourth place, $2,000. Fifth place, $1,000. So it is a grand total of $60,000 of
Not
prizes.
bad for a game that's in early
I
access.
know. Of mod prizes. So submissions will be taken right now. The contest started on the 14th and will run until March 15th. So that's 2 full months, right? And to, make your mod the best mod it could be. Studio Wildcard will then select the top mods of each category and allow the community to vote on the mods that they choose. So it's not just them, judging everything. It's the like, okay, so we get like 100 mods in each category. We'll give you the top 10 or something, perhaps, is what I expect. And then when it's all said and done, the winners will be announced on April 15th.
And we gotta play them all.
Pretty much. And if you want more information, including where to get the dev kit and learn about how to submit them directly to Studio Wildcard and all that, you can go to the official site for Ark Survival Evolved, which is survivethearc.com. And it can give you the slash index.php question mark slash forums slash 2-international-modding-contest if you want, but I assume if you just go to survivethearc.com, you can find a
Yeah.
thing to click.
This isn't the early 90s.
Yeah. Fact. Thank God that the internet has become mostly better.
Mostly.
Mostly
As
better.
much as I'd like.
And this, I don't know. I got it from a site that I trust, but they didn't say where they got it from. So I don't know if this is an official announcement or not. But,
Yes, it is.
Pokken Tournament will be coming March 18th. That is in Japan and in the US. It's the same date, apparently, for the Wii U console. Because it's out, not on consoles, I think, in Japan now, right? It's a arcade thing or something now, I
Yeah, but I
believe.
believe it's in Japan. It's out
Oh,
for
is it?
Wii U as well.
Oh, well, I don't know. The thing I read said this the same date. Maybe they didn't say Japan. Maybe they said Europe. I'm pretty sure they said Japan, though. But, yes, March 18th, which is very soon. It's a couple months. We will get the ultimate Pokemon game. Pokken Tournament. The
Bet.
Pokemon fighting game.
It's pretty great. If you don't know the lineup of characters, we got Charizard, Pikachu, Pikachu Libre.
That's a separate character.
Separate character, yes. Champ. Amazing. Champ. I can't wait to play a fighting game with Machamp. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Gengar.
Really?
Mewtwo. Suicune? I don't know.
I don't know what
That's
that
gonna
is.
work.
I don't know what Suicune is.
One of the legendary dogs. Pokemon Crystal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the blue one with the ribbons.
And the Pink purple hair.
The purple wavy hair and the random flying ribbon. Oh, there, it's his tail. Weird ribbony tails. Yeah, I agree with it.
Sceptile.
Don't know what that is either.
Blaziken.
I know what that is.
Gardevoir.
Course. That's not.
Garchomp,
That's definitely
right?
not how you spell Sceptile.
Lucario, obviously.
Obviously. That's almost as
Evil.
obvious as Charizard and Pikachu.
Yeah,
What, did you say
they're in
Weevil?
Smash Bros. Of course they fight. Yeah, Weevil.
Like, isn't that. Is that what I think it is? Isn't that a bug in the first gen?
It's Weedle.
That's. Yeah, no, you're right. I was
This
thinking of Weedle. Oh, Weevil. I've not even seen this Pokemon before.
evolved form is Sneasel.
Sure, no idea. Pokemon.
Chandelure. Don't know how that was gonna work. Because it's
Chandelure.
literally a chandelier ghost.
Is he a chandelier? But
Yes.
yeah, Gengar is a weird one too for fighting. I mean, the ghosts are odd for fighting to me.
I mean, at least it's got arms.
That's true. He does have. I mean, he's
Not just a
bipedal.
floating chandelier.
Yeah, he is bipedal and humanoid of a sort.
Raxian?
No idea.
Raxian?
No idea what that is.
Nah. It's one of the starters in X and Y. Its final form. It's a fox that is
Oh,
bipedal and has a stick with
yes.
fire.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know that that was its name, but yes. I know
And
that.
Shadow Mewtwo.
I've played X and Y. Shadow Mewtwo. That sounds interesting.
It's a made-up Mewtwo for this game.
So that sounds interesting. I'm looking forward to it. That might be the first Wii U game I buy in a while.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy it. Good. Can't
And
wait.
then
I can't wait to play Machamp and Pikachu Libre.
the next Wii U game I'll buy after that will probably be the Zelda that they've promised is going to come out in 2016.
We'll see.
The one that was supposed to come out in 2014, I think, and then 15. Pretty sure they've pushed that thing back like 2 years.
Nintendo's version of the Division.
Yeah.
But yeah, that announcement, it's coming up with the digital re-release of the original Game Boy games on the 3DS. There's a new 3DS model coming out with a red and blue faceplate.
I might get a re-release of the original Pokemon. Depends on the price point.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And there's
All right.
more stuff about Pokemon Go coming out, and there's going to be a Super Bowl commercial for Pokemon.
That's weird.
All this stuff because it's the 20th
Oh, right, yeah, 20th
anniversary.
anniversary.
So I guess stuff's happening.
Stuff is happening. Sorry, I realized I'm adding something to the notes because I realized that I meant to put it in and totally forgot about it. That's why I sent if I that's why I'm distracted, so you keep going. Do your thing.
Well, moving on. Rise of the Tomb Raider coming to PC on the 28th. It got a lot of Game of the Year awards and a lot of good stuff said about it. Mostly that the last one was good and this one's better. Pre-orders are up on Steam and wherever you get digital games. I assume physical games. Do they still sell PC games in stores?
Some of them. I see, there's PC games at like Best Buy. Not very many, but there's some.
I was at Walmart just today and there was like five
Yeah,
PC games and the
it's like
rest of the rack was just empty.
Yeah, exactly. It is a full rack that has like 10 games spaced out. Yeah.
Very strange, sense. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm gonna buy it. It's an Xbox One exclusive. I have an Xbox One. I don't have it on my Xbox One. Get it on PC.
It is, yeah, it will no longer be an Xbox One exclusive, finally. After like 5 months or something. It's not even that long.
I want that Tress Effects. Next point. Project Red has been spitting a whole bunch of words at me that make me want to get a season pass.
I'd have bought the season pass. I don't remember.
For Witcher 3, they've got some more details about the Blood and Wine DLC. They're saying it's a 20-hour story in a very large world that is almost the size of Witcher 2. And they're saying it's got more polish and it's a better, more interesting story than base game. Which I think, you know, could be true.
Like seems like a silly thing to say, though, to me. But I suppose you have to get to give it base game one way or the other if you want to play the DLC.
Yeah. It's not like the base game, the interesting part, I don't think, comes from the main story. It comes from just world and the side quests and stuff. Villain is very villainous. You know? Just standard villain. He could have been the bad guy from Thor 2. I mean, he's an elf and everything. A dimension trap hopping all elf.
That's weird.
With pale skin. He basically is the villain from Thor.
Except that Betty shows up more in that game than Christopher Eccleston showed up in Thor. Christopher Eccleston was barely in that movie.
Not much more. Anyway, they say that the villain in this is very charismatic and interesting. Versus the elf. Who cares about elves? They're never interesting.
Pointy-eared bastards.
This is going to be the last adventure with Geralt, and it's going to close off the Witcher universe for a bit. They're not going to be working on it for the next bit. They're working on that cyberpunk game.
Sure, I don't know.
They announced it at E3 like last year or the year before. I don't remember.
I like cyberpunk.
Teased it, and then that's going to be their focus for a bit. But, yeah. I am pretty excited. Because I just finished The Witcher this week.
Cyberpunk 2077. It's based on a role-playing game. Tabletop, that's interesting.
Yep.
I like cyberpunk. I'll read this later. I shouldn't read this now. I'll read this later.
Also, interesting point. Geralt wasn't the first choice as a lead character for The Witcher 3.
That seems odd.
Yeah.
Who was?
Don't know.
Oh.
Didn't say. They just said that Geralt wasn't the first choice. I'm assuming Ciri.
Oh yeah, I guess. Might have been. I mean, one would imagine it was another Witcher, since the game is The Witcher. I mean, isn't this based off books or something?
Yeah, there's books. And the books are the official canon, and people get all huffity about the game's canon being different, or like the character in the game looks different. Weird to have book purists and complaining about a video game.
Yeah, that happens every so often. There's always, every time a video game is based on anything, there's the people going, "Oh no, it's like this." Shut up, who cares?
I mean, I don't usually hear that much with.
That's because you don't get a lot of video. You don't get a lot of video games based on books. Even most video games that are based on like movies that are based on books.
Yeah.
You don't get many video games based directly on books.
Some of those Lord of the Rings ones were weird. The Hobbit
The
was
Hobbit game.
weird.
I liked it, but it was like super weird. Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know what that was based on. That wasn't based on anything. Anyway,
Yeah, that was its own thing.
to close up the games, this thing that I just remembered to add in at the very end. I like my headline, so I'm going to read my headline, which is "Leap to Pre-Order the HTC Vive." I have not heard of the actual price point yet, but we do have a date that the pre-orders for the HTC Vive are open. And that date is February 29th. Because apparently this year's a leap year. I confirmed it by looking at my calendar on my computer. This year has, February has 29 days. I didn't realize it was a leap year. So, if you know, maybe you're hoping it's gonna come in at a lower price point. Maybe.
I think
There have been rumors that it's even more than that it's gonna be like 1500, and everybody's like, "No, that's crazy, fucking crazy."
that this leap to pre-order is more for the dev kits, because this is the first time that like us as a people are going to be able to get our hands on them, and it's going to come out later in the year for consumers.
It's still the first, yeah, but it is the first chance we have to get our hands on any type of Vive. But yes, we don't have a price yet, but there are some rumors, completely unfounded out there, that it's going to be even more expensive than the Oculus Rift, which is just crazy.
One of the things that's different about the Oculus and the Vive is coming out with the touch controllers.
Yeah, the weird joysticky weird fucking things. These are weird.
Yeah, and those are tracked as well.
Yeah, so you can see
And
them with the.
the other difference with the Vive and the Oculus is the one of the Vive's shticks is that you can walk around the room.
Oh, yeah,
And it'll track you
it
in the
tracks the
room.
room. Yeah, so you don't walk into things.
Versus the Oculus, which is just like you're tracking the headset.
And you're gonna walk into things.
So this is one of the ones where if you want to get the full experience out of it, you got to have a room for it.
Have a holo deck, or what was it in Community?
Oh yeah,
The
the
Imaginarium?
Imaginarium.
Yeah, I think it was Imaginarium. They just took an empty room and put tape so it looked like the holo deck. Loved it. Great show.
And I don't have a spare room for a holodeck.
Yeah, no, not many people do have enough room to just
So odds
walk
are
around.
it will be more expensive than the Oculus, but for a different reason.
I don't think it's gonna be 1500 though.
I
Like
doubt
the
that.
rumor
That's
I heard
crazy.
was 1500. It's like, guys, that's a little much. I don't trust that rumor.
Trying to see if I can get like something
I don't
on
know
this.
that the price point has actually been announced yet. Not that I could find, but I didn't do a lot of research into it because I don't do much research into the sort of video games or tech area, so I don't really know where to go for it. It's all you. So you can keep looking that up. I'll move on to comics and we'll finish this up, and maybe you may or may not find something. So, to start, Poe Dameron will be coming in April 2016, an ongoing series by Marvel Comics, who, since they're both owned by Disney, Marvel obviously has the Star Wars publishing rights. Disney keeping it all in the family. Written by Charles Soule and drawn by Phil Noto. Phil Noto does good stuff. I like him as an artist. I don't know Charles Soule. It's not a hard name. I don't know why I can't say it. The series will show how Poe became to be known as the best pilot in the Resistance. How him and Black Squadron, were handpicked by Leia to fly the most dangerous and top secret missions. Because, Poe Dameron is very popular. And
Is it
technically,
Black
Poe.
Squadron?
What?
Is it Black Squadron?
I'm pretty sure it's Black Squadron. That's what I thought it was,
Because
isn't it?
I know that Poe is Black Leader,
Yeah, I thought it was Black
but
Squadron, therefore.
it's not the same for the squadron. He's only Black Leader because he's flying the Black One, which is the specific modified T-65, T-70, T-65, right? The X-wing.
Know. X-Wing. You
Yeah.
guys know a lot more. I don't have a cross-section book like you do.
I haven't even really read it.
I bet that'll tell
I've
you.
looked at the pictures briefly, and I haven't read too
I
much of
bet
it yet.
the cross section would tell you. I thought it was Black Squadron, but I guess yeah. I thought like the Rogue Squadron, the Black Squadron was the top, just the top, four or five best people who all did all the hard stuff.
But I mean, it could be in the movie, in the
I read that
context of the
somewhere.
movie, he is Black Leader because he's got
The Black
the
X-Wing.
Black X-Wing.
I read that somewhere, but apparently it is not this article, so I don't know. Now we've already seen some backstory of Poe Dameron, because Shara Bae, his mother, was in the Star Wars Shattered Empire. Technically, the comic book miniseries, both of his parents are Rebel Alliance pilots. And his childhood home has been seen in on Yavin 4, which Oscar Isaac apparently was super happy about having, Yavin 4 as his character, like a bit of character backstory to go with. Oh, here we go. Charles. Oh my God, why can I not say Charles? Why is it so difficult for me to say Charles? Charles
Charles.
Soule has already worked on some Star Wars comics, including the Lando miniseries and the current Obi-Wan and Anakin series, which I didn't even hear about because apparently I'm out of touch with things that I should know about because I'm obviously interested in Star Wars and comics. But this will be his first ongoing series. Of the Star of in Star Wars comics. Also, the first ongoing Marvel series to take place after the events of Return of the Jedi. So that's something. And Phil Noto did the art for the Chewbacca miniseries at Marvel, which was great. He did cover art for several of the Journey to Star Wars: The Force Awakens novels. So those are, I don't know if you've seen those, Andrew, but those look pretty cool.
I have seen them.
They look pretty cool, right?
I'm just waiting for them.
Yeah, so Poe Dameron, guys, coming April this year. Look for it. And last but probably not least, and I think is an interesting move by Marvel, is their next, I believe their next big event is going is Civil War 2, where apparently it has been teased that a major character will die, but it's comics, so who knows how long that'll stick for. But they're going to be launching Civil War 2 with their free one of their free comic book day comics. And in the back half of that, because they're always like half comics, the free comic book day thing is always like one comic on one half, and then you flip it and you read the other comic on the other half. The other half is going to be like they're introducing a new Wasp, so that's interesting as well, for people like Andrew who hate Wasp.
Hate the Wasp. I hate her so much.
But I think more interestingly is that they're going to, I mean, it's not like it'll be the first issue of the major event, but it'll be like, it'll probably be the immediate precursor to the first issue of their next, like, major event, Civil War II, which I think is an interesting move to make that your free comic book day comic. Or perhaps an ingenious move, because therefore everybody reads the free comic book and now they're already in on the series, so they're going to buy the rest of the event series comics. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Maybe they're business geniuses.
Maybe. I
Also,
believe that's probably true.
I put too many S's on geniuses. I don't know if you noticed that,
Geniuses. I
but I
did.
did. Geniuses.
Did notice. I appreciate the S's. Also, I saw something somewhere about the Fantastic Four
Oh,
officially being done
as at
now.
the end, now that Secret Wars is over, yes, they've put an at least temporary pin in all Fantastic Four, anything in the Marvel stuff. Yep,
Weird.
which was rumored. We talked about the rumors of that so long ago.
I remember talking about it on the
Well,
show, so
when,
following
yes,
up with the
when we were
previous
still
things.
doing regular episodes, we talked about it as a rumor, and yes, so I suspect because they're not happy about the Fantastic Four with Sony? Fox? Sony? I don't remember who has Fantastic
Don't
Four.
remember.
So, yes.
I've repressed that.
Which, I should have written that down too, yeah, but. Yeah, no, which is, I mean, that's a big deal because Fantastic Four is one of the first, one of the premier, if not the first, like Marvel ongoing series, like one of the oldest Marvel comics and
And
TV.
historically, well, historically
Historically,
is not the right word.
well, they're historically very popular and very influential within the universe itself. They pop
Yeah.
up a lot.
That's what I wanted to say, but I wasn't sure if historically was the
Yeah,
right word.
historically works.
Yeah, they're usually a pretty big deal. I mean, if anything, Reed Richards is a big deal.
Yeah. I'm adding that, since we're talking about it, I'm adding that to the show notes right now.
Doctor, what about Doctor Doom? Is he part of the fan? Is it
I
just the
don't know.
Fantastic Four? Is Doctor Doom gone? What's happening?
They might, yeah, I mean, they're not gone. They still exist, I believe. I haven't read Secret Wars. It's not like they don't exist, but they're not making any more stories involving them. So it's not like he's not around. They're just not going to talk about him anymore.
Yeah, no, but I want it to be around.
Nope, he's not going to be around. He's un it is unlikely that he will be around.
Also, it's Fox.
It's a Fox. Does Sony even have any? Oh, because Fox is also X-Men, isn't it? Or
Sony had
Sony X-Men?
Spider-Man.
Sony, yeah, Sony is Spider-Man. Oh, and so yes, Sony technically still has some, but they did a
But
smart move.
they acknowledged that Disney is
Better?
running the show.
Yeah.
Thank
They
you.
did the smart
Thank you,
move.
Sony.
Yeah, smart move. Good job. You can do, apparently you can do some things right. Sony Pictures, as opposed to other Sony things, which
I mean, it's pretty
honestly.
smart. They're like, here, we want some money. Please make these movies good.
And make and allow this character to rejoin your already super popular stable of cinematic universe cable characters.
Sony likes money.
It was yeah, it was a strong move for them. All right.
I mean, they were going to build their own universe, but I'm glad that they stopped that.
Yeah, well, because Disney's so far, Disney Marvels is fantastic. But it will
Too
not
many versions of
involve
New York running around.
The Fantastic Four, because it's not that kind of fantastic. It's not capital F fantastic. It is lowercase f fantastic. Anyway, I on that terrible joke note, I think we'll call this an
Disgusting.
episode.
So disappointed.
Yeah, we'll call this an episode. You can find us on Twitter, the show, which we'll probably tweet when, at the very least, when we're recording and when we have a new episode up, because that's what I did so far. is at Gweekly News, GweeklyNews. I am at Dud75, DUD75.
I'm at DUP3.
Hey, you are. I was like, did I lose you again? I didn't hear your robot this time.
No, I didn't have a lead in. I was confused, and then there was blank, and I'm like, the gears were turning.
I figured
They were
you would
turning.
just, pick it up.
I got there.
Nobody even knows what I'm talking about you roboting, because I already cut it out. I cut it out on the fly. I bet if I listen back, I'll notice the edit line. But I hope nobody else notices
You
the
made
edit
the edit
line.
line. I hope you notice.
I notice the edit lines in a lot of podcasts I listen to. And I like to comment.
After you mentioned noticing the edit lines, I start listening for the edit lines, and I notice the edit lines in other people's podcasts.
I do just because that's what I do. Sound stuff is what I do. So every time there's an edit line, I go, oh, edit line. I just announce it out loud to myself because I'm a weirdo. Also, we have a website. That website is gweeklynews.com. You can find the show notes there and any links we have, which in this show notes is only the link to the mid-season Rebels trailer.
Yeah.
Or the trailers for last week's notes, also linked. You can also find any blog posts that I'm gonna say we might do, but Andrew might do. I might finish those two that I started 2 years ago eventually. Who knows? That might be a thing that happens.
Rachel has written stuff before,
Yes, and
and
Rachel does write some blog posts. And maybe when she realizes we're actually doing something again, she might also help us.
Rachel, we're doing things.
Help us generate content, because we're terrible at it, clearly. And you can leave comments on each individual post. Comments, get in touch with us there. Or you can send us an email at feedback@gweeklynews.com. We check that. We'll talk about it, or we'll respond to it. Certainly, if I could talk, this would be great. You might,
And or read it on the show.
read it on the show if you want. Respond to it there. Stuff and things.
Hey.
It's not even late, and I'm not tired. I don't understand why I can't talk right now. I think I'm
Just
hungry.
broken.
I think I'm
You're
hungry.
hungry.
I'm less
Yeah,
hungry than I
okay.
was last week. I don't know if you
I'm hungry.
noticed. I don't know if you noticed, but I could hear my stomach growling through the mic. I could hear it
Last week?
last week.
I could hear it.
It was pretty loud. I'm not as hungry this week as I was last week, so I don't think that's it. Anyway, we also have a Facebook page, as it's 2016, everything has a Facebook page. Facebook.com/GweeklyNews. We'll probably throw up some interesting things we find. Certainly we'll talk about when we're recording or when there's a new episode released. We'll attempt to social media, even though we both suck at it horribly. Fair. And last and certainly not least, we would love it if you would give us an iTunes review. Rating and review. Talk about, what you like, what you don't like. Constructive criticism is always appreciated. And honestly, even unconstructive criticism and insults, those are fairly entertaining to read usually.
I think deconstructive is word.
Deconstructive criticism?
I think unconstructive is a word.
I don't think so either, but you know what? Apparently, I can't talk, so. Blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Etc., etc., etc.
Okay, this is rapidly devolving, so now that we're done, I'm just gonna. We're finished. Thank you for listening. we'll try and do better next week. I don't know. Thanks for putting up with our bullshit again.
Yay.
We've already done better than we did last time we said we'd start recording regularly, because now we've recorded two.
So yeah.
We're on the up, guys. We're on the upswing.
Hey guys, on that We're Back thing, that movie, if you haven't seen it, watch it.
The dinosaurs?
Yeah. Since I have posted that image, I've looked up at the IMDb for this movie. It's a kid's movie.
Obviously.
Cartoon. Dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. The cast is phenomenal.
What's it called? You haven't even given the goddamn title.
It's called We're Back.
Oh, is it called We're Back? That's a weird title. That's a kid's movie, though, so it's direct.
Yeah, they're dinosaurs, and they have a parade in New York, and they're dinosaurs that are back. And
this sounds great. Terrible. This sounds terrible.
I haven't seen it since I was a child, but what I remember is great, and the cast for this, it can't be bad.
This sounds terrible.
Even if it is bad, it's going to be one of those ads where it's great because the cast
is okay. Andrew, there. Andrew, I'm playing the theme. We're done. I'm playing the theme.
The opposite. I'm going to mute myself. Bye.